Dreamscape presents Juniper Bean Resorts to Murder by Gracie Ruth Mitchell, narrated by Ellen Quay and Eric Fox. 1. In which Juniper defeats inertia. At some point, I have to stop killing people. I can't very well carry on like this. Here I am, backed into a corner yet again, with no conceivable way out. Another body to bury, another alibi to invent, and absolutely no relevant knowledge to speak of. What's the best way to dismember a corpse? Who knows? How long before a body starts to stink? Beats me. So why do I keep doing this to myself? And what does it say about me anyway that my main characters keep finding creative ways to die? This work in progress is supposed to be a romance novel. It should have swooning and longing, summer afternoons and strawberry sunsets and reckless love. And to be fair, it does have all of those things, right up until my heroine gets poisoned by her friend-turned-lover. So her friend-turned-lover-turned-murderer? Is there a market for a romance novel where the female lead dies in chapter 9? No, probably not. This is better than the last manuscript I attempted, I guess, where the hero didn't make it 3 chapters before revealing himself to be a villain who bludgeoned his personal trainer to death with a shake weight. That particular storyline was fueled heavily by caffeine and the discovery that I'd be unable to cancel my gym membership since I, wildly optimistically, paid 6 months in advance. Maybe I'm secretly a serial killer. Is that possible? Maybe I'm a serial killer and this is my subconscious's way of getting me to see the light. I figure I'd probably know if I were a mass murderer, and it probably would have manifested in other less benign ways. A shake-weight bludgeoned body rotting in my garage, for instance. But then again, does anyone ever really know themselves? No, I submit that they do not. I certainly don't. Just yesterday, for example, I would have sworn up and down that I'd never go on another date while living in this little Wyoming town. I've met too many man-children masquerading as adults to have any hope left for this particular dating pool. And yet, here I am, parked in the town's fanciest coffee shop, waiting with my friend Matilda for her boyfriend and her boyfriend's friend so that we can double, something I only agreed to because I haven't seen Matilda in months. We keep in touch, but after we graduated college 7 years ago, she moved to the city and got a real big girl job in a legal office. I, meanwhile, stayed in our little college town, partly because my brother was attending school.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?